This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Dan Savage of Savage Love and the Savage Lovecast, and you are listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only LGBTQIA community radio station.
You are on Joy 94.9. You're with James and Avi for Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. Joining us now on the line from Sydney is Mr. Aussie-licious Brenton Parry. Good evening, Brenton.
Good evening, boys. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, one of your latest blog posts has got you thinking a little bit deeply, hasn't it, Brenton?
Oh, it has. It has indeed. I go very deep very often, but every now and then.
That's a shame.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Sadly.
Now, you've written the blog post entitled Am I Okay With That? Recently, you've come across someone who's written that maybe it's just possible that someone could never find, in inverted commas, the one.
Yeah, the article that I read was largely, it was saying that, you know, chances are just as likely these days that you're not going to find the one, because there's a lot of people out there who don't. We lead an increasingly busy and, some would say, self-absorbed life. Mm. Like, we're all going off to work and we're all coming home and we're all on social media and we're all doing this, that and the other. No one talks to their neighbours anymore. And the chances are just as likely you're not going to.
Do you think we just don't settle as much as people 30 years did?
Absolutely. I think we've all got this amazing wish list of things that or demands that we don't that we refuse to settle on. You know, people discount someone as a dating possibility for fairly small things at times, whereas our parents' generation just went, let's give it a whirl.
I can change him.
Exactly. My mum's still trying.
Is it also perhaps that, you know, that ongoing pursuit of perfection where you go, he's not bad, but I'm sure I can find someone better?
The grass is greener.
Indeed.
We've all seen people out on dates who are looking over their date's shoulder looking for someone better.
I've had somebody on a date once who was on their phone on one of those apps.
Get out.
On the date.
Wow. Did you get out of that one quickly?
I was on a date recently and the guy was reading the newspaper the first time we'd met.
But what were you doing?
Wow. Well, he was always in conversation and it wasn't going very well.
You kind of go,
oh, you poor thing.
There's this element going, you're obviously very, either very comfortable or very bored.
He was just rude.
Well, look, sometimes it's just an easy way out, you know?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Maybe that was his version of a fake phone call emergency.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously didn't have the balls to say, look, let's just cut this short.
Well, as he sat down, he grabbed the newspaper, so clearly I didn't make a very good impression from a visual aspect.
Where did you meet him?
Scruff.
Okay. How are your pictures in line?
They are accurate.
You're all by. That's probably what threw him. You know, he showed up and you were actually what you looked like on your pictures. That's never going to work out. No, I wanted
more Photoshop.
But getting back to this idea of the one, I remember reading, this was a while ago, that one of the interesting things, of course, is longevity, is human life is much longer now than it ever has before. We live longer.
Yeah, it's a shame.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and so we have this, for want of a better phrase, moral code that says, you know, you must be monogamous with one person when you meet them for the rest of your life. But when that was first enacted, the rest of your life was to 30.
Yes, this is true.
You know? And now we're going to 90, three times as long, you know, sometimes four times as long.
Yes.
So there's
and
this.
Let's face it, gay men have the attention span of a week.
God, if that.
And I wonder, you know, as Dan Savage put it, monogamish isn't a valid option. I found the mostly and I get the rest on occasion by appointment.
Yeah, true. And I think that is very valid for a lot of people. I think it works for the vast majority of gay men, it seems. For me, it's not what I want, but I've never tried it out in a long-term relationship because I haven't had one.
Yeah.
And I, so I don't know the reality of monogamy long-term.
So what are your deal breakers?
At the moment, monogamy.
Okay.
So when you go into a relationship, monogamy is out of the question?
No. That is the must.
Oh, right, okay. Not a deal breaker.
The inverse of the norm there.
It's like, what? Wow. Wasn't expecting that.
No, that is the must. There's not many others. The rest of it's kind of just be somewhat interesting and fun to hang out with.
Are you finding nowadays that monogamy, that is a deal breaker, that people are going, oh, no, I'm not into that?
Not so much. I hear talk of these mythical creatures like me that want monogamy. I just don't know how common it is in reality. And it's not something, you know, you don't lay it on the table on a first date going, is this going anywhere? We must stop talking to other people now. That would be a little silly.
I wonder, you know, the nature of the hookup apps and the internet and stuff exacerbate the lack of monogamy when everything is so readily available.
It is. You can just hop on your phone and have someone in your ass 30 minutes later. Like...
You obviously don't live in the suburbs, James. No one is schlepping out to East Bumfuck, okay, I promise you.
It doesn't happen very often, but I'm just saying it's possible, you know?
It's very easy if you want it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I very rarely hook up, and I'm always bitching and moaning about the lack of sex, but then friends go, you know what, that's your choice. You could get it if you wanted it, and that's very true.
Yeah, but I think that's very true as well, and I definitely hook up less than I used to, but I think it's because, you know, you realise that quality is more important than quantity, unless
Absolutely.
It's a penis, and then quantity is pretty important to me.
And it scares me how often on the apps you see partnered, wired, looking for all this stuff, and you're like, no.
That is becoming increasingly more prevalent, I've noticed.
Absolutely.
One of the points you made in your blog is, surely if I was good enough, then someone would have snapped me up by now. Seems like you're putting the pressure on, putting the blame on other people.
Oh, no, actually the contrary. I've often felt like I'm not good enough, and that was sort of a bit of what the post was about.
Mm.
And it's a lot of it's in my head, but it was...
Well, maybe you're not, Brenton.
Maybe I'm not.
I'm joking.
Maybe I'm just not good enough. it's just my own insecurities as well, which does obviously create hurdles in going out and meeting people. If you don't feel good enough, it's hard to put yourself out there.
We are talking to Mr. Aussielicious Brenton Parry about the difficulty these days with finding the one, if at all possible. We're going to get some messages from a few of our community service and community partners. We'll be back with Brenton right after this.
And if you've got something to contribute to this, certainly get involved. 0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. At the moment, we are talking to Mr. Aussielicious himself, Brenton, as we explore, is there a possibility that the one is not around? RV.
Well, Brenton, I was going to ask.
Yep.
In today, we were just checking you were still on the line there.
I was like, hello, say something.
Well, more and more I find, or I'm noticing nowadays, that people are less inclined to partner up. Do you think that being in a couple is somewhat archaic, perhaps, that it's almost like lost art?
I think so. I think there's a lot of people just aren't interested. We're so geared for career and everything these days and chasing our own goals that I think a lot of people are reluctant to make the sacrifices that are necessary to support a long-term relationship.
Hang on, you say that and there's a tone, if you don't mind me picking it up.
Right.
I think the flip side there is that where there's less stigma attached to being single now as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, there wasn't necessarily meant to be a tone there.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thought process was around, you know, you're single, you have a close group of friends, some of whom you might get naked with on occasion, but you don't know... oh dear, The Apprentice. The Apprentice has emailed on air at joy.org.au, and he says that maybe he can go on a date with Mr. Aussielicious when he's in Sydney in a couple of weeks.
Sure, tell him to get in touch. Why not? I
suspect, however, Mr. Apprentice, that would break Mr. Aussielicious's requirement for monogamy.
It's just a date.
It's just a date. I promise, though, he won't.
I'm not dating anyone. I'm not in a relationship. How is it breaking the monogamy rule?
Because not your monogamy rule.
Not your monogamy rule. The Apprentice is.
Oh, right.
The Apprentice has a partner. I know well.
Sorry.
But I promise that the Apprentice won't read the newspaper during your date.
Yeah, good. Because that was disconcerting. I didn't like that.
Now, I think going back to the whole idea of just having some friends that you can fuck, I think that's well and good, but I think it'd be much easier to have one person that you can deal with rather than having a handful, because I've definitely tried having a few people and it was just I was definitely lost time on my hands. They were very busy.
Yeah, very true, but I also know friends that have a couple of different fuck buddies on hand for different moods or different availability.
Yeah, before,
and it works a treat.
Before I left the country a couple of years ago, I did have just that. I had one that I would take to special events.
Because he was pretty and look good on your arm?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And he could hold a conversation.
Yeah, well, yes, that's right. And he was
and
great
champagne.
At giving
you could also help. Oh, there you go.
So that put that. But and then I had another one for the hardcore fucking.
Right.
When I just wanted, you know, completely fucked.
In the dark.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, fantastic.
So he was always there at the end of the night on the dance floor when I hadn't picked up anyone else. But I knew he had a big dick and it was going to be a good fuck. So that I had everything planned.
Your
then.
Priorities were fantastic.
They
there,
were.
Jay.
I had everything settled. But no.
Neither of those were relationship material. You didn't want one at that stage.
No, I didn't really want one at that stage. No, they weren't perfect for they weren't relationship material. They covered to get, both of them covered everything that I wanted in the one person, but I need to get what I wanted out of one person out of two people.
Right.
So anyway, now they're both partnered, so I can't go back.
Not to each other.
No.
That would be deeply
that
ironic.
Could have worked, though. But anyway, no. You know, I don't think you're alone, Brenton, in your thoughts, because I know Whoopi Goldberg recently has told Oprah that
would be a conversation you want to be a fly on the wall.
Mm.
Whoopi Goldberg having dinner with Oprah. Come on.
Yeah, but you know, Oprah just butt in too much and don't make it about herself.
Well, isn't that her job? That's why she got a whole TV station called
but
her.
She interviews so many other people. About herself.
Look, I don't can't say I watch that much Oprah, but Whoopi Goldberg did say that, you know, she's just not the marrying type. If she wants someone, she can just go and get them.
Exactly.
Apparently.
I'm an old-fashioned romantic kind of guy. I like the idea of one.
Well, if someone does want to get more information about Mr. Aussielicious, they can just go to his website, can't they?
They can indeed.
Do people go to your website and bring you out on dates?
No, I haven't met people that have become friends through the blog, but I haven't gone on a date through the blog, no.
Right, okay.
They probably read it and go, this guy's too neurotic.
Maybe that could be your next contest online, kind of like a reality dating show.
Win a date with me. Gee, the entries would be flooding in.
But then us as blog readers can viciously critique all of the people who you go on dates with.
Oh, that'd be a bit mean, wouldn't it?
Have you been to Sydney?
Well, yeah, they usually do it as you're walking away and you just feel that sharp stabbing pain. But doing it openly on the internet.
I love you've got a list here as well of things that you like to not play in single player mode. They include road trips, computer games, card games. just games of any sort by the sounds.
Yes. Ball games?
Ball games. Beds.
Most of my games are in single player mode at the moment, sadly.
Well, I joke because, of course...
We didn't even get to showers.
Well, my shower's not big enough, sadly. But I joke, my partner's...
when it's better, when it's all a bit cramped.
No. You need space in a shower to... play two-player mode.
I want one of those double shower... Yeah.
But one of those, those big double shower penetration things.
Yeah, with a big, you know, they have dual shower heads that are sort of those rainfall shower heads. Those are fantastic.
That'd be great.
But yeah, and my partner's going away for business for 2 weeks, and, you know, I was so excited because now I can finally find somebody to come over and watch Lord of the Rings with me.
Your partner doesn't like watching Lord of the Rings?
Not for 12 hours, no.
Lord of your ring.
No, that's not exactly... that joke was made on Facebook earlier today. You're not the first, I'm going to tell you.
Well, you were asking for it.
Indeed. Mr. Aussielicious Brenton Perry, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek this evening.
Thank you very much for having me once again.
And if you feel that you are the one for Mr. Aussielicious, why not go to aussielicious.com.au, check out Brenton's writing and his photography.
Yeah, your photography, that's given you a name.
There you go.
It has a bit.
And it's phenomenal work. It's beautiful stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.